Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Zach Kyle Prince, sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone out in Madison. Zach, how you been?
Doing great, Bill.
Good to hear. So what position group are you specifically paying attention to when it comes to spring practice for the Badgers?
I think the one everybody else is, and that's quarterback. Obviously, no Alex Hornibrook, so it's Jack Cohn, Graham Mertz, Danny Vandenboom, Chase Wolf. It's the position that everyone obviously could be paying attention to, not just in spring, but in fall camp as well.
I know that people want to see, Jack Cohn, who's got the most experience, kind of go by the wayside. I think everybody's looking for Graham Mertz to be able to kind of take over this spot, be a 2 or 3 or 4 year starter, be the guy. Do you think, from what you hear, he has the chops to do it?
Well, I think he certainly got the ability to do it. Today was the first day that we actually got to watch practice. So they've been practicing. They practiced 3 times last week, and then today was their 4th practice, and this is the first time the media was allowed in. And I think back to 2015 when Austin Consensus came in, and we all heard, he put up these huge, huge numbers in Utah, and it was just off-the-chart numbers, and we were just wondering what it was going to look like when he got there, and you saw him pass for the first time, and you're like, that kid's not a quarterback. Today, watching Graham in person for the first time, the kid's got an arm. He's got a big-time arm, and he's physically ready to play at this level. Whereas a couple of the guys on the team, have to put everything into every single throw to get it to where they want to. Graham doesn't have to do that. It seems so effortless for him to throw the ball over the yard. So I think, physically he's there. It's going to take a little bit mentally, I think, to get up to speed. But again, Jack Cohn, what we saw from Jack Cohn, that doesn't make him an automatic guy this year. And so I think it's going to be, he definitely has the chops, to fight for a job this year, and I think he's going to have an opportunity to do it.
Talk about also outside linebacker. I mean, there's some areas of concern. Obviously, the defensive side of the football seems to be a bigger concern right now than the offense, other than quarterback. But talk about outside linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. They lose Andrew. Well, think about just the talent they've lost there the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Beagle, T.J. Watt, Joe Schobert, now Andrew Van Ginkel, Garrett Dooley. You think about all those guys, Leon Jacobs. They're all, in the NFL or – right on the fringe of it. So think about all that talent they lost, and they've had some issues replacing it. But Zach Bond's a leader now, Milwaukee area kid, and he's the guy. And it's trying to find somebody opposite him. Today it was Noah Burks, a junior from Indiana, who's out there. They also have Johnson, whose first name is escaping me right now. And then they have a couple young kids.
Tyler Johnson?
Yeah, Tyler Johnson. Thank you. Yeah, former walk-on. And Isaiah Green-May and Jalen Franklin. And they also have another an earlier enrollee from California from one of the better programs in the country in St. Bosco. His name's Spencer Lytle. And he's another guy that I think could potentially push for time this year. I mean, he came down to Wisconsin and Clemson, and he chose Wisconsin. So a lot of the better programs in the country wanted him. He chose Wisconsin, and he's going to have, a chance to play early.
Talking with Zach Heilprin, sports director of 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone out in Madison. Isn't, correct me if I'm wrong, Christian Bell, he's out right now?
He is. He's out for spring ball.
Okay.
He's another one of the guys that you look at, and, when he came in from, he transferred from Alabama, and everyone's like, oh, he's got to Alabama, he must be awesome. He's going to play a bunch, he's be really good. It just hasn't clicked. But I think, I do think they still have hopes for him there. It's just, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And when you're not, this is a perfect time for him to be able to, put himself in position to play. And he's on the outside looking in now.
Then there's the defensive side of the football when it comes to the line. They've got, some guys that are gone. Obviously, and you've got Bryson Williams, I think is his name, at the nose tackle position, because it all starts in the trenches. They're looking to kind of fortify that side of the line, right?
They definitely are. But the funny thing is, you know, you think about last year, the starters at the beginning of last year, it was a converted offensive lineman in Cade Lyles. It was Olive Sangapolu. He's now gone. And then a redshirt freshman in Matt Henningsen. So they were really, really young. What they get back is huge. Garrett Rand still out right now, but I expect him to have a huge year. I think a lot of people are expecting him to have a huge year before he tore his Achilles last summer. So he'll be back. He's limited right now. And then they get a fully healthy Isaiah Loudermilk for the entire year, another big body. And they were counting on those two guys last year, and they both, you know, then had to deal with injuries. So I still think, you know, Bryson Williams would be the starting nose guard this time. And then if, you know, if it was starting a game tomorrow and, you know, if this comes fall, I think it could be Rand and Isaiah Loudermilk at the end spots. And then you have a couple of young guys in Henningsen and also another young guy in Isaiah Mullins, who redshirted last year, but they have a lot of high hopes for it. So much so that they've moved Aaron Vogel, who was a backup defensive end last year, over to the offensive line. They've also moved Caden Lyles, who I think is going to be a fantastic center or guard at some point. He's also now back on the offensive line. So new faces along the defensive line for sure.
Did Jim Leonard do more with less last year, or did he do less than what people expected?
Well, what were the expectations coming in? I mean, because you think about what they had done the previous five years. I mean, they had been, and really even going back before that, I mean, they had been a top 20 defense scoring defense-wise all the way back to 2000. Like, last time they were outside of the top 20 was 2010. And, you know, for that many years, you were right there, and last year they weren't there. And, you know, the injuries to the front didn't help, but, yeah, they've been having to replace a lot of talent, and we haven't seen a lot of the young guys step up. And when you're playing that many young guys in the secondary, I mean, you're without Dakota Dixon for large stretches. You're without a guy that you thought was going to be there, Dante Carter-Williams, transfers. Patrick Johnson, you know, leaves the team from the safety. So, I mean, you had so many pieces in and out. You were playing so many young guys that I don't know if he did more with less, but I wouldn't also say he did less with more. There was so much there. I thought they performed to my expectations going in, but they weren't great, and they also weren't horrible. I think they were just middling, and when the offense was not as good as I think we all thought it could be, it opened up some of the issues on defense even wider for everybody to look at.
Also, as much as we talk about the quarterback position, give me the weapons that Graham Mertz or Jack Cohn or whoever is going to be under center, they're going to have to throw to. Is this going to be an upgraded group from what we've seen over the last couple of years?
I think at least I did. I thought we perhaps maybe made the wide receivers into being something better than they were last year before the season. Like, this could potentially be the greatest group Wisconsin's ever had, and it didn't play out that way. Obviously, Quintez Cephas and his departure from the team and the things that he's dealing with, Danny Davis misses the first two games. I don't think like they ever got on track, and the quarterback has a lot to do with that. For whatever reason, I was talking about it with somebody today, they didn't throw the ball down the field at all last year. Like, they did not take any shots down the field, and I don't know, and that was completely different from the year before. Now, some of that is Cephas, but Danny Davis has the ability to go down the field. Kendrick Pryor has the ability to go down the field. They just didn't do it. And so I was talking to somebody who's seen more practices than I have this spring, and they've been chucking it down the field a bunch. And I think that is where the difference between a good, solid wide receiver core and the core that I thought that they were going to have last year. That's the ability to stretch the field. And so it is Kendrick Pryor. It is A.J. Taylor. It is, you know, Danny Davis when he's healthy. It is Aaron Cruikshank, who had the biggest play of the day today, a 50-yard catch from Mertz, where he just blew by the DB, and it was a perfect pass. And, you know, I can envision that happening a bunch this year. So, I mean, I think the weapons are there. And then, yeah, you have Jake Ferguson at tight end. You're going to have Ben Shaw at tight end. You're going to have perhaps one of the freshmen coming in and playing right away. And then I think they may also use some of the running backs in the passing game, get Jonathan Taylor in the screen game a little bit to help out as well, because, you know, he's got that ability. They just really haven't used it very often. Same thing with Garrett Groshek.
Going back to the run game, Jonathan Taylor, obviously, but if you're better up front, would you expect, are we supposed to expect bigger things out of the run game this year?
He ran for 2,100 yards last year.
I know.
Yeah, I mean,
and it was all him last year. I mean, you didn't have a lot. I mean, if you get a passing game suddenly, doesn't that then take the pressure off the run game, and the run game can actually flourish a little bit?
For sure. No, you're completely right. The ability, what he did last year was insane, considering how inconsistent the passing game was. It wasn't on the same level as what Melvin Gordon did in 2014, when that passing game and that quarterback situation was just disastrous. But it was close to it. I mean, not knowing what you were going to get out of the passing game on a week-to-week basis, the fact that he was able to do what he did was remarkable. Now, do they want to be? I think they probably would like to be a little bit more balanced. But if he gets 300 carries like he has these first 2 years, I don't see why 2,000 yards isn't a possibility again. And when you're looking at his numbers, I mean, it's a little bit out there, but Donnell Pumphrey, who holds the quote-unquote all-time, you know, rushing record in FBS, even though Ron Dayton has more yards than he does, he's 2,300 yards. Jonathan Taylor's 2,300 yards away from that. Is that a possibility? If they play 14 games, I don't think it's out of consideration.
Right. Zach, great stuff. It's going to be an interesting season. I know spring ball, you know, it's the furthest thing from our mind right now when it comes to football in the fall. But I find this upcoming season and predictions for Badgers wins fascinating, because I really don't honestly know what to expect, because the quarterback position is up in the air and everything else trickles out from there. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Zach, always good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, great, Bill. Thanks,
pal. There you go. Zach Heilprin, sports director for 96.7 FM and 1670 AM, The Zone, out in Madison. Our fine affiliate there joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.